from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac Insu.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac Insu.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
All right, pleased to have you along. We're out here at 10 Barrel Brewing today. We are celebrating Pub Beer because Pub Beer is the new sponsor of Club 1080. So we're calling this Club at the Pub.
That's right.
It's the official beer of cheap fun. It's an easy drinking lager. You should come down here and get one.
I'm so happy that my drinking has finally have an official sponsor. It's ridiculous that it's taken this long.
It's about time.
I know. I mean, I'm unofficially sponsored by several liquor companies, but no beer. I mean, hello. It's about time someone acknowledged it. And a solid dad beer? Let's go. By the way, Vancouver text lines, we were talking about the obesity thing with the Germans. Said at Disneyland, they have hover-around parking in addition to stroller parking, but it's not for old or disabled people. It's for...
For the fats?
For the big people. And I
wait, they check out, like,
you can
scooters?
Yeah, the scooters. And they said it's, like, it's swamped. Like, they're very, very much in fashion. I even had this the other day, and it kind of made me think of this. You know, often I tell the tales of when I ride through the homeless encampments. I saw I didn't even know this was really possible. I saw a very, very obese homeless drug addict, and I didn't think that was possible because you're homeless. So I would assume that food is, like, somewhat at a premium. You don't have a car, so you're on foot a lot moving around. This person clearly had a drug issue, which, again, normally leads you to be skinny. And I did think to myself, how is that possible that you can be homeless, on the drugs, and still be morbidly obese?
It's a new weight loss program.
I don't know. I thought to myself, is that has to be a uniquely American thing. When he said the obesity thing in the United States, I was like, yeah, I just would assume that the urban Cammy thing leads to skinny, right? I just think that particular...
Well, perhaps he's newly homeless.
It's possible.
So this is Ole Lehmann, German dude, visits America first time, his 15 American oddities. He says, I'll get through these last few here. And then we'll move on. But he says, compared to Europeans, Americans are super outgoing and talkative. They'll strike up conversations with strangers like it's no big deal, which can be both refreshing and a bit overwhelming. This openness is a defining aspect of American culture that really stood out to me.
Yeah.
That's very true.
100%.
Yeah, because when you go overseas,
everyone shuts up.
This is why Americans think French are rude or, like, you know, Europeans are rude.
Mind their own business.
Because they don't do this.
No.
The lights are always on in America, which is so different from the energy-saving habits I'm used to in Europe and Asia. I guess this 24/7 brightness comes from America's wealth and love for convenience and creates a feeling of constant abundance I haven't experienced elsewhere.
There's a couple European countries that I've been to is you pay your power bill on, like, prepaid electric like cards, and then when you go into your house, you put the card like a punch card. You put it into an outlet, and that turns on your power. And then when you leave, you remove it. That way, nothing gets.
That's amazing.
That nothing gets wasted. They had those in Spain, and they had those. I don't remember if it was Ireland or Scotland. But yeah, some of the places we went, they were little little power cards. And that you would load it up, and if you ran out of money on your card, well, then you...
Well, I got to tell you, Mom Rop was ahead of her time.
Yeah.
Because when I was a kid...
Lightsaber.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She would be like, make sure you turn... It would drive her crazy if we didn't turn off all the lights.
The one that pisses me off, and the BTJ unplugs appliances. I just...
Yeah, my wife, or my mom does, too.
I hate it. I understand maybe it saves me a few extra nickels, but I just when I go to use something and I have to dig around back there and find the plug. And also, let me state this. Is there a harder task than plugging in an outlet that you can't see? I may be the world's worst.
Very difficult.
It is a giant pet peeve of mine.
Everything is supersized from drinks to cars.
Yeah.
At the Fountain Blue in Vegas, my small Diet Coke was nearly a liter. Drinks are constantly 50% larger than in Europe with no option to downsize. The same goes for food portions and vehicles. Everything is just bigger in the U.S.
Yes. It is embarrassing when you go to another country and you order their food and then you're like, what the hell?
Where's the rest of it?
And then you realize, I don't need that
much. This isn't Claim Jumper.
Also, no human being has ever finished a Claim Jumper meal, ever, in the history of claims or jumping.
Now, this one is a big one, in my opinion, and he says, trying to eat healthy in America was an annoying challenge. I was shocked by how expensive and hard-to-find nutritious options were compared to Europe.
Yeah.
Back home, I can easily grab a healthy meal without breaking the bank, but in the U.S., it felt like a treasure hunt.
Yep.
So true.
Absolutely. Well, and someone else pointed out, too, a lot of the countries, they shop day-to-day. Like, they just don't keep a bunch of crap in their house.
And they want fresh.
They want fresh. And they'll go to the store every day, buy what they need, cook it that day, and that's what they eat. And same thing, when we go back over to Japan to visit the Mrs. family, and we ask them, what can we bring? You know what they always ask us to bring? Junk food.
Yeah.
They want Pop-Tarts, Doritos, all that crap, because that stuff just is not readily available over there. And then we wonder why they're healthier and they live a lot longer than we do.
American customer service is super attentive and friendly compared to Europe. I assume it's because of the whole tipping culture, as well as the fact that the U.S. is a more consumer-oriented society. Servers really go the extra mile here to make sure customers are happy, which I very much enjoyed.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's true.
Sure.
I mean, I'm sure you've dealt with this, but especially in Italy, it was bad.
Yeah.
I mean, the server will just leave. Yeah. Like, they will go smoke and hang out and maybe even go have a drink, and they are not on your time. You are on their time.
The first time I went drinking in Scotland, and the guy poured me a beer, and it was like, it was pee warm, and I asked if I could have if I could get like a cold glass or something, because it was warm beer, and he just called me a homophobic slur and then turned his back on me. He never even answered my question. I just was like, hey, is there any way I can get like a cold beer?
Well, they
like,
serve their beer warm in a lot of places.
Yeah, and he just looked right at me and said the Q word. He did the queer eye for the straight guy thing on me. He gave me a one word response and then just turned and walked away. And the guy I was with, the old Scottish guy that I was with, I thought he was going to pee his pants. And that was the end of it. And I was like, well, guess I'm drinking this warm beer.
And finally,
I'll never forget that.
He says, flashiness, and again, these are 15 American oddities, as observed by a European by the name of Oli, who recently visited the U.S. for the first time. This is the last one.
Yeah.
He says, damn it, hold on.
Oh
the hell.
We've been derailed.
By the way, this went viral. It has 48 million views.
Yikes. Well, I think, again, people, I was interested in this, and I'm always intrigued when we travel places. I always end up asking the questions like what people think of us.
God dang it.
Because I'm always intrigued by what, you know, when you travel, that's the whole point of traveling. It's why I don't get people that go to, like, all-inclusive resorts. I mean, I just, if you go to a place and you just sit at a resort somewhere, I don't understand what you're doing. Because you can do that anywhere. Like, there's no difference between that and going to a resort in Florida or going to a resort in North Carolina. We'll never understand that, other than getting out and seeing, you know, seeing what that culture and seeing what that country has to offer.
So finally, he says, flashiness and status symbols are everywhere. I saw way more designer watches, luxury cars, and public displays of wealth than I'm used to seeing in Europe. It's obvious how American culture places a high value on financial success and all the material stuff that comes with it.
Sure.
His final tweet was, overall, I was really inspired by the risk-taking spirit of American culture. People here aren't afraid to change the world, even if it means leaving their comfort zones. It's a stark contrast to the more risk-averse mindset in Europe, where people tend to play it safe.
Well, and that's, I've heard this all the time, that if you are just a Johnny Lunchpail guy, 9 to 5, right? You're going to work for a company for 30 years and you're going to retire. Europe is a much better place for you. You'll be happier. You'll have a better quality of life. But if you want to start a business, if you want to climb the ladder, if you want to try to become wealthy, there is no better place in the world to do it than right here in the good old U.S. of A.
All right. We're going to take a break, but I'm going to pull from...
we're going to the conch.
We have the first ever conch here where you can drop in your club topics if you come out here, and we may or may not address them. We'll see what we have here.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's Sportsy.
Oh, look at that.
Okay, sports. This comes from a listener here who is asking for our BMW championship bets. Sorry, it's Sportsy. Well, I'll answer that next.
All right.
And then let's do one more because
I'm going to start drinking.
This is the club at the pub. Somebody got a souk and old fashioned.
No, we're off.
Although you should probably be drinking a pub beer.
Well, again, why don't I have one? What are we doing?
Okay. So when we come back, we'll answer that Sportsy question and this topic, favorite 1980s babe.
Oh.
I've got several.
From the 80s?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got several. I've got at least a top 71.
Yeah. This is like Foo Fighter songs. Yeah, I can go through a list. I can tell you where my love of the Asians began.
Yeah. Lucy Liu, right?
No.
No?
No. What bring you luck, Rambo? Oh. I remember that to this day.
All right.
She had me at Rambo.
The club at the pub at 10 Barrel Brewing. We'll be right back. It's Isaac and Souk on the Fan.
A home for the Beavs and...
All right. Welcome back. We are clubbing today.
Yeah.
It's the club at the pub.
I've officially cracked the seal on two occasions.
Yeah. Souk's double fisting, so yeah. If he gets louder, yeah. It's not his fault.
I've been brought an old fashioned and a pub beer.
So Pub Beer is the official beer of Cheap Fun, the new sponsor of Club 1080. We're here at 10 Barrel Brewing. They make pub beer, and we're here celebrating their sponsorship. So we're doing
cheers.
All Club 1080 today.
Yes.
So now, we also have a bowl here. So if you come by, you can put your club topics in, and we'll just draw them randomly. And the one we're going to tackle next is favorite 1980s babe.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you, there was a gentleman at the bar who did want the BMW championship sports picks.
I don't have any. I only gamble on the majors, so I'm gonna turn this one over to you, Window Daddy.
I just went and told him my picks.
Okay.
Because they're proprietary, Sean.
Yes.
But hey, one I can toss out Daddy. There. Is I was looking at the odds today. Buck and I like to talk golf betting.
Yeah.
And I was looking at the odds today, and look, I mean, the BMW Championship, by the way, they're down to like the top 50 guys. So there's only 50 guys, and they're all pretty good. They've all had good years. So Xander Schauffele, obviously, Colin Morikawa. Okay. But way down at the bottom, I was looking at the odds today.
Yeah, give me a flyer.
Dude.
I'll place a sawbuck on someone.
There is a dude that is totally mispriced, in my opinion, and his name is Max Homa.
Oh.
Max Homa has not had a great year.
I love me some Max Homa, though. That guy's a bro.
He's not had a great year, but he is plus 11,000. And I kind of don't understand why.
Interesting.
So you got to take a flyer on that.
All right.
Because Castle Pines are playing in Colorado. That course is kind of, it's got a little Augusta National vibe. And guess who was top five at Augusta National this
Max
year?
Max Homa.
Even though he didn't have a great year, Max Homa.
All right.
So well, there's one for you.
I love, by the way, and I will fully admit this, you can talk me, and by you, I mean most people. All it takes is like two or three, like, little tidbits, and all of a sudden I'm like, well, I need to place a bet on this. There will be $20 bet on Max Homa to win.
As
simply,
there should
simply
be.
Based on what you just told
I
me.
I think we probably just moved the line. I think that's crazy. 11,000? That means if you bet $100 and he wins the tournament, you win $11,000.
Every so often, Buck will do this. Buck will randomly be talking about something, and he'll throw out some sort of line, and I'm like, well, I know what I'm doing.
Sounds good to me.
Pick up the phone. Sounds good. Let's go.
Favorite 80s babe.
That's tough. because there's varying degrees of this. I take this very seriously. But I will tell you that in the 1980s, something very magical happened to me. And that is, I saw, well, a lot of magical things. The first two R-rated movies that I ever saw were Rambo First Blood Part 2 and Revenge of the Nerds. Now, Revenge of the Nerds, I saw my dad and his friends were like... They were like computer hackers. They would have parties over at my house. They would order Chinese food, and then they would illegally burn Commodore 64 games. They would, like, hack them. So they would have, like, these parties where they would just illegally trade video games. It was, like, the lamest thing in the world. But they would always put something on the big screen, like... I saw Beverly Hills Cop this way, and that we weren't supposed to, like, watch those. I was a little kid. But I remember, like, they would get caught up in what they were doing, and occasionally I could lurk in the background. So the first set of Up Tops that I ever saw was from Revenge of the Nerds. The Revenge of the Nerds panty raid was a seminal moment in my life. And Miss Betty Childs, she was near and dear to my heart because that was the first time I had ever seen that. Also... in the 80s, and this is one where in Anchorage, Alaska, when I was a little kid, I got to see what year. I want to say this was like 85, maybe. When did Rambo come out? I was like 7 or 8 years old. Scrolling. Yeah, 1985. So 7-year-old Jason Sakanik and his older brother went down to the Cineplex in downtown Anchorage, and we bribed an elderly lady to buy us tickets to Rambo. Because back then, they would actually check. They wouldn't let you in. So she got us in to see Rambo. And in Rambo, you want to talk about a lifelong love affair, that's when I first saw Julia Nicholson, who was the Asian love interest of John Rambo in that movie.
I got to look her up.
And let me point out...
What is her name?
Julia Nixon.
Oh, Nixon.
Yeah. Look right here. This is 65-year-old Julia Nixon.
Wow.
Looks amazing to this day. The Asians age wonderfully. And I didn't know what was happening when I was 7 years old. But I saw her on screen as the Rambo love interest. And something changed that day. And from that moment on, I was like, we figured something out. And to this day, married to an Asian? What am I with now? The BTJ? Lifelong love affair. So that, she is always...
Those are off the board.
Those are off the board because everyone's got their standard Christie Brinkley's and you're going to have your Cindy Crawfords or whatever. But no. The first. You'll never forget your first. And Cindy, or Miss Betty Childs, and more importantly, Julia Nixon, who to this day looks amazing, they will always hold a very, very special place in my heart amongst my 80 babes.
By the way, can I say that I don't remember my first...
You don't remember the first time you saw...
Oh, no, I don't remember the first time I did it.
Oh.
I don't know who it was with. I mean, I don't know if that's good or bad, but I don't know.
You're like, I don't know. But if you wanted to go to a greater, like, kind of a more, like, well-known, let's also not forget that I may have worn out a certain part of Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, yeah.
Remember we had the VHS tapes? If you rewound too many times to the same spot, it would ruin the tape. I ruined my copy of Fast Times at Ridgemont High because Phoebe Cates coming out of that swimming pool, and to this day I still call it, if you get caught, you get caught doing a Reinhold. That's Judge Reinhold. Hey, what happened? I got caught. Doing what? I was Reinholding myself. That moment where she comes out of that pool and says, you know how cute I think you are, Brad? I mean, come on. That may be like a top five movie moment of all time. If you're a child of the 80s, you wore out your VHS copy of that. That was a magical, magical time.
Well, I'm going to be boring and say Elle Macpherson.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Man.
Yeah.
Was there anyone hotter?
No, that's top shelf.
Dude.
Her and Cindy Crawford and Kathy Ireland, it was like some
and Christie
sort of,
Brinkley.
It was like a rotating cast. By the way, Billy Joel had like all of them. Just pointing that out.
Yeah. Did he have L?
He had L. He had L. And he traded in L for Christie Brinkley.
What a stud.
And Whitney Houston, all on one vacation. I contend that that may be the greatest vacation run of all time. Elle Macpherson, Christie Brinkley, and a young Whitney Houston, all in the on the same tropical island.
I don't know how anyone
island.
Comes close to that.
And that's look, Billy Joel's not a handsome man. And
except for my Salinas summer camp one year back in the day, 83.
It was a great time.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Should have seen the babes.
Yeah. I tended to like a little kind of off the beaten path, too. Another one that I was a huge fan of in the 80s was Erin Gray. And she played Colonel Wilma Deering from Buck Rogers. You remember Buck?
One man is cheering.
Yeah. There was an episode. And this is how terrible, by the way, 80s television was. There was an episode of Buck Rogers where they encountered a race of little people. And the little people had, like, telekinetic powers where if they all got together and they would say, they would chant something and then they could make it happen. They all got together and stared at Colonel Wilma Deering and started saying, think off, think off. And they started pulling her clothes off. Mm. That was a real episode of Buck Rogers. And I remember being like, being like 8 years old and being like, what is happening right now?
No, you were not. You were like, yes.
No, but that was my thing, being like, is this going to happen? But it's 80s TV. No, it's not going to happen. But in that moment.
What happens?
Oh, she holds her thing together and runs off and everyone's like, ah, as opposed to it being a sex crime that it is today.
God. Some things just don't hold up, do they?
No. That was she was a, I was a big fan. Big, big fan of hers.
Well, that's the latest topic from the conch there, yeah. The bowl. So if you come down here to 10 Barrel Brewing, you can drop your topic in there. Although I see a lot of topics in there. I don't know how many we're going to get to.
Yeah.
We got to move on to In the News.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up next. We've got, oh, man, I hate to tell you this.
Oh, boy.
I've got more animal abuse news.
That's no good.
But I got to tell you, this one isn't as bad.
Oh, that's
as
good.
The one right, from last right. week.
So it's levels to this.
But it does involve kicking a puppy.
Don't like it.
In Troutdale.
Don't like it.
We also have a man who plays dead in order to live.
No, makes sense.
So local news you can use next on In the News. Here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Watch out, boy. Yes. This is Club 1080.
By the way, someone else threw out, like, for their 80s babes, they threw out, like, Linda Carter. Yeah. You want to talk about Wonder Woman, by the way.
Yeah.
Stuff that doesn't hold up. Go watch some of those old Wonder Woman episodes. They are so uncomfortable. It is basically Wonder Woman getting chloroformed and gassed while then weird old German dudes tie her up. And then, like, she, quote, escapes. It is so...
Why am I laughing at that?
Overtly, like, just BDSM and yet... Like with like a cheeky kind of 80s crappiness. Some of that stuff is so bad when you go back and watch it.
All right, we're here at Tin Barrel partying. Yeah. Looks like the sun's coming out.
Well, it's supposed to be what, mid-70s?
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Come down and get a pub beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun and the official beer of Club 1080 now.
I've got one right here.
It is a nice, easy drinking lager, 5% ABV. It is on special right now, so get your ass down here.
Cheers.
So, we will get back to Club 1080 here in a bit. Right now, it is August 21st, 2024. It's time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. Thank you so much. Today is National Senior Citizens Day.
Oh, well, I live amongst the old, so go olds.
It is also National Spumoni Day.
Oh, the ice cream?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah,
I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's an Italian
thing. Better.
It's an Italian thing, right?
Spumoni. You know, I don't know. It sounds Italian.
Yeah, I don't know.
Spumoni.
I got no time for Spumoni. Like on my list of ice creams, that is so far down the list. I can't even see it.
Yeah, it's like a molded gelato.
Yeah, get out of here with that. Just
I do love gelato.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we do have a Troutdale puppy kick.
What is with the kicking of the dogs here? What are we doing?
Well, this is on video. The dog is fine.
All right. Did we ever find the other dog?
No. Not yet. But I, as your noted newsman, I owe it to you to follow that story closely.
Yeah.
And I am monitoring.
I want that dog. I want that dog to end up in a good place.
He will not say where the dog is.
Yeah.
So we'll keep on it. I think they should waterboard him.
Exactly. Let's do a little something. Find out where that dog is.
Troutdale law enforcement investigating a dog abuse case after a graphic video showed a man kicking a puppy repeatedly.
Mm.
Now, the video that I saw on the news, it isn't so bad that they... Because like with the guy last week...
They had to blur it out.
Yeah, they didn't even show it.
No.
They just showed stills
because
it was so bad. This one, they show it.
Okay.
And it's, you know, I mean, look, the puppy is small.
Yeah.
Kind of rolls over a little bit, like, ugh. Yeah. But nothing nothing too bad.
What is...
But you can't be kicking puppies.
What is that? What...
Well, he was mad because the puppy was peeing on his grass.
Oh,
It was a 12-week-old Rottweiler Bull Terrier mix.
So
the dog's name is Bruno.
It wasn't even his dog?
No, somebody else's dog. And the guy who owns the dog is pissed.
Oh, yeah.
There's actually video of him running up to the guy's door.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Oh, I see it here. Yeah, look at Bruno. That thing's adorable.
Yeah, being angry.
Boy, I'll tell you what. You kick my dog, we're going to have an issue.
So there was a caller detailing the case. Deputies arrive. They talk to a witness and watch security video footage of the man. He's 25-year-old Merlin Blair. And he is the one kicking the puppy. Blair can be seen kicking the dog as it is peeing, then yanking the leash, causing the puppy's legs to be lifted completely off the ground. Deputies say that when the suspect learned he had been reported, he approached the reporting witness's front door and kicked it.
Mm.
That's what you see on the video there.
Yeah, I see it here.
I thought that was the dog's owner. It is not.
No,
that's the man
that's
pissed.
The dude.
He was then taken to Multnomah County Detention Center and booked.
Good.
For animal abuse in the second degree and disorderly conduct in the second degree.
Piece of crap.
He was released on his own reconnaissance.
So the dog pees on the grass where it's supposed to because it's grass. And your response is to go kick it. Cool. And then you go kick a door?
Yeah, okay, so I'm terrible at reporting this story. Apparently it was his dog. And he... Sorry. And he...
You're doing great.
He turned it over to... The cops turned it over to his girlfriend.
Okay.
So...
Wait, so...
When he went to jail, the cops... gave it to
How
his girlfriend.
How far your ass is your head?
It's Wait, very far. Thank
I'm,
you, Ryan.
Now I'm confused.
I
so
know.
The guy's own dog peed on the grass.
Yeah, he didn't like that.
He didn't like it, so that he kicked the dog, and then someone reported him, and then he went and kicked that dude's door.
Right.
And the big solution to this was to give the dog to the girlfriend.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's what we have. That's all I have.
Okay. Huh.
What do you want from me?
Wow.
Proper reporting?
I don't think so.
All right.
Well. Can we stop kicking dogs? Is that, you know? Someone asked, like, if a big dog attacks my daughter or my little dog, can I kick it? Yes.
Well, of course.
If you're defending yourself. But if the dog is minding its own business or peeing on the ground, no, you don't get to kick the dog. And by the way, be very careful kicking dogs. Because if you kick the wrong dog, one, that dog may kick your ass, or two, there might be a large order waiting to kick your ass. I would not take kindly to someone kicking my dog, although I don't think many people would want to kick my dog.
He's
a big guy.
Bruno is in the care of Multnomah County Animal Services now.
Good. Let's hope Bruno gets a good home.
Angry man.
Yeah. I don't like that. It's weird because I don't want to see anyone abused, but there's something about dogs and like 100%. Just defenseless animals. It's just, the animal has no idea why you're kicking it. It doesn't have any sort of defense. It's just, it's like kicking a baby. Like, what are you doing?
There's a man who won the Oregon lottery. He didn't win the whole lottery.
Yeah,
this
story was terrifying.
He won $2,000 on an Oregon lottery machine at a bar.
Which, by the way, isn't that much.
Well, it's enough to get stabbed.
Yeah, 15 times.
Yeah. So this guy wins this money and was followed home from the bar where he won, and he was stabbed 15 times by the perp.
Yeah.
I think the bar was called Montana's. It's in southeast Portland.
Oof.
This was just a couple nights ago.
I've never been to Montana. I don't want to say don't go to Montana's because, I don't know, maybe it's a great bar. That's a whole thing.
Yeah, he got stabbed in the face and other parts of his body. He had to play dead in order to survive.
Well, and the dude that stabbed him was 61 years old.
Yeah.
A senior citizen, an AARP member, knifed someone 15 times over a $2,000 lottery ticket.
So he has a secure gate at his apartment building. He used his key to enter, but before he could close the door behind him, the guy snuck in through it.
Yeah.
And started stabbing.
Jeez Louise.
15 times, arms, face, chest.
I know this is going to sound ridiculous, but like, I didn't think $2,000 was stab worthy.
Well, I think for some people it is.
Yeah.
Perhaps. Did he maybe not know the figure, the sum?
Well, yeah, that's probably true.
He just knew he won, but didn't
he
know
he probably
how
saw a bunch of hundos getting,
yeah, that's
getting
true,
tossed on the counter.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The victim started to black out and decided to play dead, according to the affidavit.
It's a good move.
It is not clear how law enforcement was called to the scene, but they say officers found apartment employees and determined there was no footage of this man leaving the apartment. His name is Figueroa.
Yeah, they found him in the garbage.
Yeah. Wait, the man?
Yeah, they found...
Wait, which man?
They found Figueroa.
Yeah, he's the perp.
They found the 61-year-old man that was stabbing the other dude. They found him in the building's garbage room.
Yeah.
They found him in the trash room.
He's probably on drugs.
And they had to mace him. They maced him, and they found bloody pants and $600 in cash. Actually, $624 to be exact.
Yeah, the guy said he did get away with some of his cash.
Yeah.
But he didn't care. He just wanted to live.
Well, yeah.
Second-degree attempted murder, first-degree robbery, assault, burglary, and unlawful use of a weapon for that guy.
Yeah.
Nice.
I do enjoy
all for two G's.
I do enjoy that the man he tried to hide from the police in the garbage room, and then he stashed the knife into some kitty litter and was like, I don't even have a knife, even though he was covered in blood. He hid the knife in the litter box and was like, oh, I don't have a knife. Yeah, it's right there, sir.
Well, we've got.
So just by the way, if you're at a dive bar and you win two G's, be aware, don't get followed home.
Well, sometimes if you win enough, somebody will escort you out, like in the casinos and stuff.
Yeah.
You ain't messing with that.
But apparently 2 G's is not enough. So we've learned.
Well, I don't think Montana's has any escorts.
$2,000, not enough to get you escorted to your car. $2,000 enough, though, for an elderly gentleman to Swiss Army your ass in the face 15 times.
So we had some bomb threats to Jewish hospitals in New York City.
That doesn't seem right.
Why am I telling you this?
Yeah.
Well, it was a Portland man.
Hmm. Hey, Hey, look at us.
I think Florida Man, the new Florida Man is Portland Man.
It's Portland guy.
Am I wrong?
I do remember during COVID, we had the one guy that tried to burn down the courthouse, and he covered his face with a mask, but he didn't have a shirt on, and he had his last name tattooed on his back. That's pretty... Like, if I told you that was Florida guy, if I told you that someone tried to burn down a courthouse in a ski mask, but had his name tattooed on his back and was shirtless, you'd be like, yeah, that's Florida Man. No, that was Portland Man.
I told you.
Yeah.
We're giving Florida Man a run for his money.
Yeah, we're on the come up right now.
So, Portland Man arrested and charged with making bomb threats against multiple Jewish hospitals in and around New York City. One of the threats caused a hospital on Long Island to go on lockdown and partially evacuate.
Yeah.
That would be terrible.
Yeah, I don't
You got all the sick people.
Yeah, it's not good. That's not good. No, no good.
So, I'm not going to try to pronounce this guy's name, but he's a 31-year-old man. It's Patkovich.
No. All right.
That's his last name. He's charged with conspiring and making threats concerning explosives, conspiring and transmitting threatening communications, and conveying false information concerning explosives.
Can I ask, anytime someone makes a bomb threat, dude, does anyone actually follow through with the bombing? I feel like the bomb threat is just that. I know you have to take it seriously, but I don't think anyone actually threatens the bomb and then bombs. I think if you're going to bomb, you just bomb. You don't threaten, because that kind of ruins the bombing, does it not?
It's a decent point.
You know.
Do you know how much time he faces?
I'm guessing quite a bit.
155 years.
Yeah, you can't.
Because that's the feds, bro.
You can't. Yeah, you don't threaten federal things. That's bad.
Wow.
This isn't Batman. It's not Joker. You can't threaten to blow up the hospital and then just roam around the streets.
Yeah, and apparently in a you know, every once in a while, these stories have a photo of the perp.
Yeah.
And
he always looks exactly
the
same.
Yes. It's like, I hate to do this, because you look at these stories and you see these people and you go, and they're just ne'er-do-wells.
Yeah.
And then when you see ne'er-do-wells out on the street, you try to give them the benefit of the doubt, but I can't now, because every time I see one of these stories,
yeah,
it's guy.
It's right out of Central Casting. You're like, yeah, that makes sense. Does he look like me? Because that's the problem, is that sometimes when that happens, and then you show the photo of him, I'm like, damn it. He looks like me. He's got like my same tattoos. I'm like, this is problematic.
Good guess, though.
Yeah.
Up next, what has grown by over 35% in Portland? Mm. This is in the news. The club at the pub, we're at 10 Barrel Brewing. It's Isaac Atsuk on the Fan. We have a Cody from Hillsboro siding.
Oh, what's up, Cody?
He is here. Property management Cody.
More importantly, Stu the dentist.
Yes.
By the way.
The famous.
I found out that, yeah, it's been years since I've encountered Stu the dentist.
Well, you know, he's my dentist.
He's your dentist.
He's wonderful.
Yeah, apparently.
Bridgeview Dental.
Yeah, it was just right around the corner, I guess. And Stu lives in downtown. I said, what a racket. The freaking dental racket. It's ridiculous. I said, this is the best part. I said, dude, it's good to be Stu the dentist. And he goes, you're right. It is good.
I think he tends to agree with you.
Yes.
It is a racket.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't say it on air, but believe me, Stu knows what's up. He's living in downtown. He's living in some high rise over by the Mat Club. It's good to be Stu.
You know how you know he's a dentist?
Mm.
His teeth.
Yeah.
They're perfect.
Yeah. Well, would you go to a dentist that's got all jacked up teeth?
Well, no, but.
It's like going to a personal trainer that's fat. It's a little alarming.
Yeah.
And by the way, those are out there.
All right, this is in the news, Aug 21, 2024. By the way, we're at 10 Barrel Brewing, Northwest Portland. We'll be back here tomorrow celebrating the Portland Grand Prix. So yeah. If you don't get down here today, come tomorrow.
Although it will not be club all day tomorrow. We have to go back to sports.
Yeah, and that, you know, I'm already dreading that. I love this.
You're turning over a new leaf.
This is so fun. I'm reinvigorated.
It is a little freeing right there. Yeah. We still have in the news, though.
What has grown by... Well, I have a hot five at five, too. I don't know. I don't even know if we're going to do it, but it's not... It's a non-sports hot five.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what the plan is, but...
We'll see what happens. All right. No one knows what the plan is.
That's what I love about it.
Yeah.
What has grown by over 35% in Portland?
Someone says the number of times Rob has to go to the bathroom.
Oh, my God, dude. It's bad. I think I might have cancer.
I'm sorry. That's the text of the day right there.
It's true, and it's not 35%, it's 75%.
Whoever texted that in, I just want you to know that I thoroughly enjoy. That made me literally laugh out loud.
What does it mean when you pee all the time?
I don't know.
Health-wise.
Well, either you're drinking a lot of water or you got a prostate problem. You need that Joe Theismann. Remember, Joe Theismann was hawking some sort of pill that let you, like, let you pee better. Like, you emptied your bladder all at once.
Well, I get my prostate checked, you know.
Well,
I get the...
Is that a nightly thing, or...
She is Don't a nurse. Ask his name.
She is,
oh.
She is a nurse, right?
No,
well,
I...
squirt.
They can check it by blood now.
Yeah.
And my blood works normal, but man, I pee all the time now.
You do pee a lot. I just enjoyed that someone hit that up.
God.
Kudos to you.
It's frustrating.
Yeah.
No, that's not it. Although that is it,
no.
But not it. It's not what I was talking about.
So they were correct, but there's a difference.
That's over 35%.
Yes, it's over.
Private security guards.
Oh.
Up by over 35%.
100%.
Yeah.
I know a couple guys in businesses that have had to do this.
Yeah, this is since 2020. New statistics show the number of certified private security guards in Oregon, and they carry...
Yeah.
You know, they got their AKs on them.
Yeah,
has increased 39%.
I will say this: like, it's a little alarming when you roll into a store and there's an armed guard out front, and it's not like it's like at a Foot Locker. You're like, dude, I'm just here to like get some Jordans, but like they have to have them now. And shout out, by the way, the Nordstrom's downtown right here at the Pioneer Square. They have the scariest security guard of all time. My man's like 6'6", built like a brick house, and he's packing like a .45 on his hip. And he's like in like army fatigues. I don't know why John Cena is guarding the Nordstrom's downtown, but no one is robbing that place. That dude is legit, like, holy crap.
So I went in, and I see why. I mean,
yeah, you have to.
You know, it's deterrent.
Yes.
More than anything, but I went into a store downtown here. Not long ago,
yeah.
And it was locked.
Yeah,
so I thought it was closed, but no, they're standing right there. They, you know, they don't want to lose business. They're like, oh no, come on in. We just keep it closed because of, well, you know.
Yeah. Well, that was the other day when I was picking up the whole ordeal with the packages at the UPS store. It's right by a pawn shop, and I noticed that too. You have to be buzzed in to the pawn shop. You can't just open the door. You have to buzz it, and then they let you in.
So
I think there's a lot of places like that now.
Once I was in there, my God, dude, I would not buy anything from that place.
Yeah,
because they treated me as if I was going to steal everything in there.
100%.
And I get it.
Yeah,
but I also don't like.
It's
what
off-putting.
The hell, man? It's so off-putting. They're watching me like a hawk. I'm trying these things on. It's like.
It's
dude,
tough.
I'm like, I'm out of here.
But I understand why they have, especially a lot of the places downtown. I mean, it's rough.
I know.
Well, you've seen the videos, and I don't know if we have it so bad here, but I've seen it like in New York and L.A. You get like 10 people that show up at like retail stores with trash bags, and they literally just take their arm, and they just grab.
They sweep. And they expect you to stop them.
Yep.
And they dare you to stop
them. They dare you to stop them. And you get like 10 of these people, and they just take out entire sections of stuff, throw in a trash bag, and then run out.
Yeah.
And if you're a retailer, I mean, it's why Nike and REI and some of these places just were like, dude, we're not doing this. And I do know, like, it's some of the luxury places, like the Louis Vuitton and the nicer places at Pine. Same thing. You have to literally be buzzed in. Like, they have a line and a door, and it's, like, one at a time.
But I think some of those places have actual security.
Yes, they have actual security.
This place did not. So it was up to the employees, and they were just, God, breathing down my neck, man.
Yeah. Someone's saying, by the way, Rob, welcome to being a black guy. Hey-o.
God. But I get it.
Yeah. And someone else says, I know the guy Sook's referring to at Nordstrom's. I call him Dirty Harry. I'm telling you, go down to that Nordstrom's, and I dare you to try to steal something. Try to steal something on Dirty Harry. I ain't doing that.
I can't tell you the last time I was in Pioneer Square, or Pioneer Place. Is that the mall?
Yeah, Pioneer Place, courthouse, and then they have the square and all
That's
that.
That's still a thing, huh?
Yeah, still a thing. The BTJ works over by that way, so sometimes like we'll cruise out for lunch or whatever, and he just stands out in front of Nordstrom's, and it is alarming. I'm telling you, like, you just don't expect it. Like, you're just walking around, you're like, hey, there's Nordstrom's, and there's the scariest dude. Oh, and he's got a hand cannon on his hip, and he's guarding expensive slacks. It's a weird It's just a weird thing that happens.
The private security industry is surging nationwide as police departments experience staffing shortages and have less capacity to address low-level crimes like shoplifting and trespassing.
Yeah, I mean, you're basically just on your own.
Property owners, businesses, municipalities, public entities are increasingly turning to private security to fill that gap by patrolling their properties and serving as a visible deterrent.
Yeah, they're. I know a guy that owns a small business, and he's because they can be kind of expensive if you need them there like overnight. So he's trying to get the four or five businesses around him to all kick in and hire a guy to work there overnight, because that line of work, basically they're having people just kick in windows at night and, you know, 2 a.m. and come in. But, you know, it can be spendy to hire someone to, you know, no one wants, it is shocking development, no one wants to work the 11 a.m. or 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. shift. Now it's spendy.
Scam of all scams is like all those Antifa bros becoming private security guys.
Boy, that's kind of genius, right? That's like the...
Hire us.
Yeah, it's like the guy that like breaks into banks and then, you know, for them to see like where the flaws in their security are.
Right.
We can either break into your store or you can pay us to not break into your store.
That's in the news August 21st, 2024. I don't know if we're going to do a hot five at five. We'll leave it up to Buck. But if we do, I'm prepared.
All right.
And it's not sports.
That's even better. Have we ever done a non-sports hot five at five?
I don't think so.
In that case, we're definitely doing what you're breaking, describing right now.
Yeah, right. We're breaking ground.
Let's do it.
Because we still got to hook up our friends at Victorico. So.
That's right.
That's right. It's sponsored. That's a good point.
I had Victorico's today, by the way. Thank you very much.
So we're here at the club at the pub, 10 Barrel Brewing. We're celebrating Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun, and the new sponsor of Club 1080. It's an all-club edition of the program, and we're going to have an all-club edition of the Hot 5 at 5 next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.